an hour.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Sister Vera and Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Tawana.
Good evening.
All right, we've got Sister Beryl, Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, Mother May, and Deacon Lowe, and myself. Okay, we'll give one more minute, guys, as I'm still preparing anyway, so that'll work out. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
All righty. We're going to go ahead and get started. Let me just give a summary of what we're going to be listening to as others continue to join. It's going to be First Chronicles 20. And Sister Beryl, are you going to play that for us this evening? Or was it your mom?
I think it's mama time.
That's okay. I got you.
Is she out?
No, not yet. So... She comes on before I finish. Where's my? Okay. All righty. First Chronicles 20. This chapter is a testament to the victory God grants to those who uphold his word. So despite the size and the strength of your enemies, instead of their enemies, David's warriors emerged triumphantly. It underscores the theme that with God's backing, even the most intimidating of our adversaries can be defeated. I'm going to go ahead and start playing that for us. And it should be 8 verses.
First Chronicles 20. And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army and wasted the country of the children of Ammon and came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem, and Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. And David took the crown of their king from off his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it. And it was set upon David's head. And he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that were in it, and cut them with saws, and with harrows of iron, and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this, that there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipai, that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines. And Elhanan, the son of Jair, slew Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand, and 6 on each foot. And he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother, slew him. These were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. 21.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh. Everybody up. Amen. I see Auntie Dot join. Welcome, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I will do a complete roll call, and we will continue forward, move forward on our program this evening. I have Sister Vera. I have Auntie Betty, Mother May, Sister Tawana, Deacon Lowe, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. Make sure I didn't see anyone.
Auntie Paris.
Oh, you sneaked in. I didn't see your number come in. There it is. It always come up top. You're special. Auntie Paris. All right. Welcome, everyone. Everyone, welcome. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, I guess in a way what probably made it so special is the fact that this is probably the first one after COVID, officially. Just saying. It was nice. So I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well.
Yes. Yes, we did. Y'all did well.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Mellon Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family and friends gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. I have leading us off on the opening prayer is Sister Vera. Are you ready for us, sweetheart?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, Lord, we give thanks to you as we come together once again to learn and rejoice in your presence. I ask that you guide us through our prayer line tonight and let us take something from the scriptures and the song that will be read or heard.
Take tonight.
Let us take it into our daily lives. Also, let us remain unified according to your will and your fulfill the purpose you have ordained for us through this prayer meeting. We ask in your name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Beautiful prayer. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. Okay. First worship song of the evening is going to be I Am a Friend of God by Israel Hawthorne.
You are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. Who am I?
You are mindful of me. That you, oh, that you hear me.
I'm not a friend.
Okay. All righty, let's go ahead and start with our round table. I would like to start off with Auntie Betty. Anything you have to share with us?
Yes, I'm coming out the book Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. It says, charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, instruct with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teaching, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fame. But wash thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of their ministry,
for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty Otter, 2 Timothy 4. Amen. Next, I have Sister Tawana. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of 2 John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 6. The elder to the elected lady and her children. I love all of you in the truth, not only I, but also all who have come to know the truth. Because of the truth that remains in us will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I was very glad to find some of your children walking in the truth, in keeping with a command we have received from the Father. So now I urge you, dear lady, not as if I was writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love. That's what we walk according to his command. This is the command as you have heard it from the beginning. You must walk in love. Thank you. That's it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 2 John 1. Beautiful. Amen. And next we have Mother May. Any good news you would like to share with us?
Yes. Okay. I'm coming out of Hebrew. Fourth chapter, starting at the 14th verse and going into fifth chapter in the third verse, okay? The great high priest. Some experience can be appreciated victorially. That sympathy of the experience cannot be known unless you've been there. That empathy, when I missed my flight to Houston a while ago, I would have felt better if I'd sensed that the agent who had closed the flight early understood of appreciation my plight. Another frequent traveler would know the frustration of standing at the check-in counter, watching your plane push back from the gate. Perhaps its empathy is the attribute that made Jesus so attractive. Mercy and grace is time for me. Hebrews 4:16 said, are available to us because we have a high priest, one who empathized with us. He then wrapped a humanity as we are. We identified with Jesus because Jesus identified with us. It's a concept that everyone appreciates and understands. We proclaim the concept when we call Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. Whoa. Matthew 1:23. He identifies with us in our human predicament. Jesus identified with us not only in our joy, but also in our sorrow, poverty, hunger, and suffering, stating disappointment, anecdotes, and rejection. As the great high priest, he is moved with the feeling of our infirmity. Hebrews 4:16 tells us that we may approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Whatever you may be going through, just remember that Jesus feels it too. And we sang this, and we sang this about our empathy high priest. There is not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark that his joy can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Mabel, that reading out of Hebrews 4:10-5. Next, we have Sister Barrett. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I tell you.
All righty. All righty. Next, I have Deacon Lowe. Any good news you would like to share with us?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 46:1-11. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though it waters roar and foam, and the mountain quake with their surging, Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that he is the I Am, that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that reading, Deacon Lowe, out of Psalm 46. I will go next, and I'm going to come out of Psalm 137:1. It states, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. This was during the time of, Lord, it was about the judgment and the exile back in the 2 Chronicles 35, where once again Judah had been overtaken by the Babylonians. So what I want to read is how important it is for us to follow God's command. Why? Because God will punish us because we are his children. And if So when we're in the, when we stop listening to him, we need to be ready to receive that punishment for being disobedient. So one of the things I would like to share, it is important for us to listen to the words of God daily in every area of our lives. Doing so will lead to his blessing and keep us from his punishment. God is so patient with us. He knows we are sinful, yet he loves us too much to allow us to wallow in our sin forever. Oftentimes, we fail to realize how much we are blessed every day. This is what led me to Psalms 131. They're sitting by the riverside reflecting on, you know, the good old days, and now they're in captivity again. But God has truly been good to us. Excuse me. Today, we have the freedom to worship. We have the freedom to do things we want and to advance in our lives. However, it is so easy to forget that the giver of all our blessings, that is God, as we enjoy them. So let's not forget to keep God in our lives. It's the essence of the meaning of that verse. Amen.
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 All righty. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from 1 John chapter 1. The word that gives life was from the beginning, and this is the one our message is about. Our ears have heard, our own eyes have seen, and our hands touched this word. The one who gives life appeared. We saw it happen, and we are witnesses to what we have seen. Now we are telling you about this eternal life that was with the Father and appeared to us. We are telling you what we have seen and heard so that you may share in this life with us. And we share in it with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing to tell you these things because this makes us truly happy. Jesus told us that God is light and doesn't have any darkness in him. Now we are telling you, if we say that we share in this life with God and keep on living in the dark, we are lying and are not living by the truth. But if we live in the light, as God does, we share in life with each other. And the blood of his Son, Jesus, washes all our sins away. If we say that we have not sinned, we are fooling ourselves, and the truth isn't in our heart. But if we confess our sins to God, he can always be trusted to forgive us and take our sins away. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his message isn't in our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 1 John, John 1. All righty. Next we have Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Daniel chapter 12, A Time of Trouble. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great priest, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen. There was a nation even to that same time. And at that time the people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book, and men of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken, some of everlasting life, and some to shame, and the everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightest of the firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the star forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you for that reading out of Daniel 12. Amen. Alrighty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that he bears, no fruit, he take it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purge it. That's all bring forth the fruit and more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. And no one can except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and will wither. And men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. If you abide in my word, abide in you, you shall ask what your will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein my Father glorified, if you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my ways. If you keep my commandment, that ye abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in love. These things I have spoken unto you, that you may have joy, which remains in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John 15. Amen. All right, well, that completes our first round. Now we will go into our sick and shut-in. Which I have Hubert Lowe leading us in that prayer this evening. But before he starts, I just want to make sure, do we have any names we need to remove from the list, or do we have any names we need to add to the list? All righty. We are adding Lily Lowe, my auntie, who passed this week. We're going to go ahead and start, and then I'll let Hubert come in and pray for us. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family, friends, who are facing illnesses or just struggles on this day. We have Tandy Richardson, John Ransom, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kelvion Pickney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Di, Vera, Kiara, Millicott, Tawana, Carrie and Willie Cody, Travis Nellums, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Afia, Tremar, Nasir, Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, which includes Lily Lowe, Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, Hubert Lowe, the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, William Flowers and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, Kenneth Jacob and Jayla Miller. I will turn it over to Hubert to continue with our thick and shut-in acknowledgement.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I would like for you all, for us all, to just take a moment of silence in respect for my auntie, Miss Lily Lowe. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, do not rebuke us in your anger and discipline us in your wrath. Be merciful unto us, Lord, for we are faint. O Lord, heal us, for our bones are in agony. Our soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord? How long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver us. Save us because of your unfailing love. No one remember you when he is dead. Who praise you from the grave? In all things, whatsoever we ask, shall ask in prayer, believing we shall receive. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Can you continue for that prayer, study-in, for the acknowledgement of the past and the celebration of honor. Now we would like to acknowledge our birthdays for this week. Today is November the 26th. And we have birthdays through December the 2nd. Can't believe the month is over already. Okay. So what I have on November the 27th, I have Hava Kelly, that's Hubert's daughter. She'll be 29 years old. And we have on 12-1, we have Alicia and Micah, and then on 12-2, we have our very own Sister Shirley. Amen.
Yay, yay, yay. Angela. Angela.
Uh-huh.
On December the 1st is Kim Nellon's birthday.
Okay, Kim Nellon's, okay.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, let me add. I have one more on these from this session. I don't know who it is. I hope I got it right. Nakondo Warm. Okay. So I'm adding Kim Nellums on 12-1. All righty. It's so funny that you woke up, Miss Sister Tawana, because I actually have you as our singer for today.
Okay, let me get started then. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. 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 Do you have big plans for your birthday, Sister Shirley?
No, I don't have any plans for my birthday, but my children do.
Oh, wow.
A blessing
for the
children. Just for you.
Mm-hmm. No blessing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Something to look forward to. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tawana, for the beautiful song.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Well, let's move right along to the next part of our program, where this is an opportunity to testify. It's a nice testimony, a form, or song, or praise, or you can say another verse if you like. Or you can say pass when I get your name. So I would like to start us off with Sister Beryl.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
I pass.
Okay. Mother May?
I'm coming back. Yeah. Luke 21st verse. Okay. Our God is able. The government is unable to control inflation or the national debt partially. The police cannot control the violent crime or drug trafficking. We cannot control so many circumstances and situations. We may feel empty, powerless, and helpless, but we ought to take courage. In a world where so much seems to be out of control, it's good to know that God is able. You tell us that God is able to keep us from falling and to present us before his glory presence without fault or with great joy. Jude 24, God is powerful enough to give us the strength to resist temptation, to abort behavior that is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physical destructive. He is able with our cooperation to keep our mind, heart, and spiritual focus on accompaniment, his will and work. He is able to keep us walking in path of joy and righteousness. Jesus can also keep us in the world that is to come. He is able to represent us personally before the Father in glory. He stands before the Father and say that we are his and that we fought the good fight, keep the faith, finish our course, and are therefore entitled to our crown. If God can keep us spotless from the world, if he can make our salvation a reality in the world to come, what a God what is God unable to do? Only those things in which we limit by our disbelief or disobedience. His ability to work. Let us turn God loose by unlatching our faith and putting on a spiritual or obedience so that we may see him accomplish great and marvelous thing in and through us. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, Mother, for that reading out of Jude 21. Next, I have Sister Tawana. Any good news with us this evening?
No, I pass.
Okay. Deacon Lowe?
I have a praise.
I have a praise report this evening. Those of you that haven't heard, my daughter came to visit me. She's now living out in Las Vegas. We shared a Phoenix Sun, a pro basketball game together. Wednesday night on the 22nd. And I really enjoyed her company. She left Friday, but we had a nice time, and her birthday is coming up. She'll be 29 tomorrow on Monday. So, you know, it's like I can look back now. I never expect to get this old, but I can be thankful. for how the Lord let me live thus far.
Amen.
And one, thank you all for your prayers. And she's still traveling, so I ask for you all to pray for her. Give her traveling mercies while she's out celebrating her birthday in California. I forgot to add with Aunt Lily. She passed away on Thanksgiving night, and she had lived to be 92 years old. And, you know, my condolences to the family. We pray that they stay strong at this time of bereavement. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that testimony, Deacon Lowe, and a praise report.
And a praise report.
All right, Sister Shirley.
Yes, I want to share a devotional that I received from a friend. God's awesome. Hallelujah. Have you ever waken up and had to think to yourself, what day is it? The Word of God tells us to be ready. None of us know when it may be our last day on this side. Cherish this day, a day we will never see again. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Listen to this quote. In happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. In quiet moments, worship God. In painful moments, trust God. In everything, thank God. God is faithful to the faithful. Jesus loves you more than you can ever imagine. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Have a blessed day, everyone. Tell somebody how awesome God is. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Shirley. How beautiful. How beautiful. Next I have... Auntie Dot, any poems, testimonies, praise support you would like to share?
Okay.
Okay. I will go next. Sister Cheryl, I just want to share with you that I have that praise God, seek God, worship God, trust God, thank God, plastered on my wall in my living room to remind me when to do those things. I can look up and see it on my wall. So thank you for sharing that. And I love the way that you phrased it. I guess I got praises for them. I do have a poem on grace, but I wanted to also piggyback off of what Hubert said about Auntie Lily. Back when I was in, not Auntie Lily, but her great-granddaughter, back when I was in Atlanta before I moved out here, I got an opportunity to meet my cousin, which is Lily's daughter, child. Her name was Wachovia. And she came over and stayed with me a couple of weekends and just hanging out with me while I was in my little apartment. Took her swimming. She reminded me of Regina the first time I took Regina swimming, and she dove in the pool, and nobody could swim, and here she is in the deep end. I jump in to go get her, and she almost drowned me, pulling me down. But I never forget the time that I had with her. So when we moved out here, the first month we moved out here, we had an opportunity to bring her out here with us. And we just really enjoyed her, took her around, took her to the Grand Canyon, all these good things. Lo and behold, when her grandmother died, she called me. She said, Angela, I haven't forgotten about how much fun we had together.
She couldn't have been no more than 6, 8 years old at the time. And so she said, I need a change in life. I'm thinking about maybe coming out there with you guys. Because I've never forgotten the time that I was there. You know, you never realize how much you touch people's lives, you know, and it just really touched my heart that, you know, she wants to be close to us now and make a change in her life. So just wanted to share that. It really touched me.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I just want to I want to share a poem on grace. Where grace abounds, love is also found. So hand in hand, they go around. Reminding man that grace abounds and obediently follows him around whenever the command bell sounds. This favor so unmeritedly by man is given through God's everlasting plan. This priceless gift is worth your risk, as no one ever dared to resist the wonder of such a gift. When you look through human eyes, you see grace there in utter disguise, and you wonder if it's very wise that grace should take man by surprise. You never leave him as the unwise. This grace so often is truly missed and cannot be gained by a sudden twist. You must go back to where you stopped and reconnect without a fit, as this may be the only gift. Since grace cannot be mented, it means you must be spirited. I'm sorry. Since grace cannot be merited, it means you must be spirited. So seek to find the source of course and use this as your only resource, that grace will always be your resource. Amen?
Amen.
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 And then the next person that I have is Auntie Carrie. You have any good news you would like to share with poem testimony?
I pass.
All right. All right. Well, that concludes our call for today, the second round. But before we come to a closure, let's assign parts for next week. We are still in First Chronicles 21, correct? We didn't go that far. I need to label that.
Yeah.
Okay.
21.
I have First Chronicles 21, yes. Do we have anyone willing to read or play that book? Any volunteers?
I will. Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, okay.
Yeah.
How about opening prayer? Do I have anyone? Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Anyone willing to do the opening prayer? My fingers are ready to type. Anyone ready?
I will.
Who was that?
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley, all right. How about the sick and shut-in prayer? Anyone interested in praying for our sick and shut-in? Okay, I get that one. How about our closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer? Mother May looking at me, so I'm going to put her name down.
All right.
All right. Thank everyone for volunteering. I also appreciate those that volunteered tonight as well. I have myself as the closing prayer tonight. So I was going to say thank you guys for volunteering. It's just nice to hear different voices rather than my monopolized voice through each session. So I do appreciate that. And also to hear your voice and where you sharing of the word of God out of your heart is just a beautiful thing, whether you realize it or not. And then just being here, knowing your presence is here, is a beautiful thing as well. So I just thank all of you guys for coming. The song that I have for our last worship song is titled Because of Who You Are. And it, I don't know how to say this person's name, but I believe it's Jose in Spanish. It looks like it's Jose Avila.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
I want to ask a question to you guys before we continue to sing. Who is Jesus for you? Who is Jesus for you? You know, we have a tendency to respond only when he does something for us. And that is okay. We have a responsibility to respond when the Lord does something for us. But are you going to have that same response every moment you think about who he is and not what he can do for you? I believe God has proven himself time and time again that he is a faithful God. He has proven it to us. He has proven it to us over and over and over again. So who is God to you? Yes, he healed you. Yes, he provided for you. But who is he for you? He's our creator. He's our creator. He's our deliverer. He is our savior. He is everything that we need. We cannot live without his presence. Somebody say amen to that. And I would like for everybody to sing it with us. Because of who you are, come on.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, oh, oh. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. 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 Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I
worship
you.
Lord, I
Oh,
My fat finger hit the phone, but you know what? the song is 11 minutes long, so I was getting ready to interrupt it for just a moment, so I don't want you guys to have to be here that long, but I don't know about you, but I know it was sure enough bringing the spirit up in here. But
Amen.
Beautiful song. So what I'm going to do is pause for a minute to say the prayer and close us out, and I'm going to continue with this song, and you can stay as long as you like, or you can drop. So I want to give you that option because we got about 4 or 5 more minutes into the song, but I just love it. So beautiful. I had no idea that I was getting it. Thank the Lord for blessing us. So let's just say, close the prayer. Father God, we just thank you for coming into our presence today. We just felt the Holy Spirit, and you just gave us a treat for us in here, Father God. We just thank you for everything. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word with each other, Father God, to hear the voices of all the different vessels that you have on this line, Father God. We just know that you're working something within us, and we are expecting something in return from you, Father God, because we know that your word does not go out void. There's something that we can look forward to in our lives and in the lives of those that we touch.
Father God, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough. And we just are so blessed and honored and grateful for who you are, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
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 So here we go, guys.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, if I to see. Lord, I
worship you.
Because of who you are,
Lord, I worship you.
Because of who you are, Lord, I
worship you.
Have a wonderful week in the Lord, God. Thank you so much. Good night. And,
they had all that. That's what praise is.